Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Sticca of Certified Angus Beef. John and I talk about the protein story in just a moment. In today's market, open cows cost you real money. More calves on the ground means more dollars back in your pocket. Flaxseed tubs from SmartLick Supplements improve conception rates and shorten your breeding window, so more cows breed back faster. FlaxLick delivers omega-3 fatty acids to support fertility and increase pregnancy rates. Better conception, more calves, better profits. Go to SmartLick.com, that's SmartLIC.com, to find your nearest FlaxLick dealer.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
We talked with John Sticca back during Cattlemen's Congress about what's going on with CAB, but one thing we didn't have a chance to talk about because it really was happening even as the Congress was underway, the announcement of the new dietary guidelines for Americans that emphasizes protein for every meal and an emphasis on red meat. John, I know that a lot of folks probably, the jaw dropped just a little bit with how positive these dietary guidelines really have turned out. And I would think that you've had conversations with your folks about how you take advantage of this opportunity.
No, absolutely. And I think, did our jaw drop? I think that's probably well put. And I would say that the dietary guidelines now align with what we believe they always should have. And I think what many, and not only in our industry, but just in this country believe it should have. And so I think that's good news. And to your point of how does that impact our approach is, honestly, it just adds fuel to the fire. You know, it's been stated in a couple different times with regard to protein that beef is having a moment. We like to say beyond having a moment, it's really having a movement. It's a part of a movement that's been out there that's been brewing for a while. You know, we know for a fact the nutrition story of beef is extremely positive, and we've been trying to communicate that as a brand and as an industry now for decades. And to see that come to fruition with this cap placed on it now that is the nutritional guidelines and dietary guidelines that confirm the message that we've been telling for decades now is extremely positive. You know, to the point, you know, Ron, we're adjusting our retail labeling now to make sure that we're calling out that certified Angus beef is an excellent source of protein. So it is having a very significant impact in the approach that we're taking and in the materials that we're putting out to support demand for our products.
And, you know, you've got the whole slew of things, using the old country term, that's going on right now. You've got the dietary guidelines. You've got the GLP drugs Yep. that people are using, and they seem to really want more protein in their diet when they go on those medications. There's just so many things out there right now that seem to be breaking our way.
You're spot on. You know, this record demand that we've had, the best demand in 40 years, you know, we were probably led here by quality, the improvement in quality that we've seen. But as you go along with that, the generation and the individuals that are focused on, you know, the quality of the foods that they're choosing to put on their plate and in their diet, you know, protein's at the top of that list for many that you've, as you've mentioned. It's just phenomenal to see the positioning of beef as a primary supplier of the protein that health-conscious consumers are looking to eat in volume. Not just to eat occasionally, but to eat and consume in volume. And so not only are they going to get a very nutritious product, they're going to get a great tasting product as well, which only stands to drive consumption and demand moving forward.
I know that you and I talked a great deal about the fact that Prime is going to be a big part of your strategy here going forward in 2026 and maybe even Yep. beyond as well. Again, you know, at this meeting we saw that Prime bigger and better Yep. than ever selects less and less Yep. at a priority.
Yeah, I think I saw that the 2026 is projected to be the year that we produce more Prime than we do select in this industry, and you know, so our efforts continue to be focused on building demand for certified Angus beef, but specifically continuing to grow the demand for certified Angus beef prime. And I think that should tell producers a lot about where the consumer is, although we know we've always got to balance price against taste and quality. Consumers are looking to buy higher quality products today in the highest price market we've ever had. And I think that says a lot about, again, circling back to quality, circling back to the nutritional value of our product and how important those are. But when you bundle them together and you put a product out there that exceeds the value expectation that consumers have, they've so far showed us they've been willing to pay the prices that they've been asked to pay.
CAB's John Sticca. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. 27th Annual Spring Bull and Female Sale at Pollard Farms, Wacomas, Oklahoma, happening Wednesday, March 18th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch. They'll be featuring an elite set of 102 registered Angus bulls. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch or attend via liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to pollardfarms.com for the sale book, videos, and more. Pollard Farms 27th Annual Spring Bull and Female Sale, Wednesday, March 18th in Wacomas. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.